Well, thanks, Mel, for introducing me. And yeah, as you know, I've been here for 18 years. And wow, it's been a hell of a ride, I have to say. And yeah, this past year, I started attending Adult Ed. And for the first time ever, I was like, wow, I feel like an adult now. And yeah, it was the first time that I actually felt like I was being accepted into a community of people who didn't actually understand me 100%, but as they got to know me a little bit better, it sort of became more clear to me in a way. So the passage that I chose this morning was the sin and temptation of Adam and Eve. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to her eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then her eyes of both were now opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloth for themselves. And now I'll read what I find interesting about this passage. Okay, so the passage, as you know, is Adam and Eve. And these are my thoughts from Genesis 3, 1-7. I find that this passage has a lot of parables to our popular culture. And to be more specific, I will explain that in detail. In the passage, the serpent is the representation of sin and rebellion, who tempts Eve into eating the fruit of the forbidden tree, as I read a few minutes ago. It reminds us of our flaws and weaknesses, because, as everyone in this world might know, nobody is perfect. Here are some examples of how this passage is represented in various forms of media. One of them being the TV series Lucifer, which shows how characters such as the fallen angel Lucifer and other biblical figures coexist in our world, meaning the actual world, like the world that is our reality. For those who don't know the show Lucifer is an angel who left hell to work in LA with a police detective. But in the Bible, the story of Lucifer is almost identical to the TV series. But if you haven't watched it, if you ask me my opinion, there are a lot of differences between them. In the show, Lucifer goes to LA for a vacation, whereas in the Bible, Lucifer does not go to LA. Yes, he leads a rebellion against his father, God, as many of us have read in the Bible, but in the show, we don't see that, really. I believe that the reason Lucifer was banished from heaven to hell was because he had stopped acting like an angel, like a good person, and started acting like the devil. To conclude, in my mind, there is an Adam and an Eve in all of us, who we often sin, however we are forgiven, and there is a Lucifer in all of us, who in their There were those who hurt us. We often have the urge to really give them our way of thinking, and sometimes that leads to violence. And sometimes violence is not the best way to express our emotions. So, which often leads toward destruction inside us, which is basically him saying, you need to stop what you are doing, otherwise you will suffer the consequences against your crimes and all that. Anyway, thank you very much.